This is Alec Hill, president of InterVarsity. It's my pleasure today to interview Jim Tebbe, vice president of InterVarsity, director of missions, and Urbana director. Jim, you wear a lot of hats. And now that we're in December, what are you most excited about in terms of Urbana, Jim?
Well, I think that the thing that I have to be most excited about, and I am most excited about, is the students that will be coming to Urbana, the people that are actually going to be showing up. Over the years, the number of people that have been influenced by Urbana for missions overseas and in other places, but also for missions within InterVarsity. 83% of InterVarsity staff have traced back to Urbana a commitment that they made there that actually brought them on staff. They said that that was an important building block and as to why they came on staff. And we're hoping to do even more of that kind of recruitment at this Urbana. We've got a special program for it and seminars for it, and we'd just love to see people come on staff from Urbana. But God touches lives at Urbana. God touches students' lives at Urbana, and I just am excited to see what it is that God's going to do. I keep hearing anecdotes of different students that have signed up and how excited they are about being there, how they can just hardly wait and are waiting for this event. And I was just on the telephone with Rick Warren's assistant out in Saddleback, and Rick's bringing 16 or 17 of his family, all of whom are about college age people, you know, and they've also gone to their college age group, which they call CRAVE, C-R-A-V-E. Rick told me that, or Steve Cominapoli told me that Rick had gone to speak to the group a month and a half ago, had invited them all to Urbana, and said that they would, that the church would pay for it as long as they're members of the group. And so I've seen on the website that there's a good group that's coming from Saddleback Church, and they believe in Urbana and the way that it can change people's lives as well. So I'm excited about who's coming. That would be the first thing I'm excited about. The second is that I believe that the program and the work that we've done is the dry firewood for a fire, you know, for the glory of God to be seen. I mean, we can't call down the glory of God. There's nothing that we can do for that. We can pray and we can ask God to reveal himself. And I believe that he has at every event up until now, and I believe that he will in 2006 as well. And so I'm excited to see what God is going to do that we don't know about now. You know, we're preparing the program, and we've got the videos, and we've got the drama, and we've got the speakers, and we've got the music, and we're doing all of these things. And I believe that God's just really going to do something great. So I'm excited about what it is that we don't know, and that is what is God's going to do. And then the third thing I'm really excited about related to Urbana is Bible study. We're doing Bible study in a different way. We're calling it Let Scripture Speak, because we in InterVarsity believe that Scripture speaks. It speaks to where we are and to who we are and to what we're doing right now. And we're doing Scripture in a different way than we've ever done before at Urbana. And we don't know how it's going to work. So we hope that at the end we'll look back and say, well, we could tweak it here and tweak it there. But actually that came out pretty well, because we would love to see students experience Bible study in such a way that when they walk away from Urbana, they say, Ephesians taught me this about God's mission, and they can point back to Scripture and verse and understand what it was that God was speaking to them through Scripture and tie it to what the Bible is saying, and not what somebody else is saying, but what the Word of God is saying to them. And the second thing I'd love to see come out of Urbana related to Scripture is this, and that is that students would say, I had such a good time studying Scripture in this way in those Let Scripture Speak sessions that I want to do it on my campus, and that this then becomes a recruitment tool for InterVarsity for one of our great values. The students want to do inductive study, and we get them there. So those are some of the things I'm excited about. I'm also nervous about a few things.
Well, let's talk about. I'm going to ask you a little bit about what you want to pray about, but what about St. Louis? I mean, after 50 plus years in Champaign, Urbana, here we're going to a new site, and you proposed this, and here we are, and just a few weeks away, and it's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty cool, and there are moments when I think, boy, I wish that maybe I hadn't proposed this, you know, at this time, because of the amount of work and the things that we don't know. We're having to come up with everything is new, and you just can't sort of say, well, we're short on time, so we'll do it like we did it last time. There's no last time, so we have to do it new this time, and so there's a lot of work that goes into that. But the potential in St. Louis is great. It's enormous. I believe that we'll have the largest ever convention at Urbana. Not as many as we maybe wanted to originally, but it is going to be the largest ever. And I think that the potential for linking in and running other kinds of programs within the overall program is just enormous. And we're just, this time is sort of testing and finding our way and finding out what works and what doesn't work and how it can go. And we're excited as we're seeing some of the things that are happening there, the Open for Business track. We never could have run this in Champaign-Urbana in the way that it's being run in St. Louis. Mm-hmm. The opportunity to invite St. Louis people in and showcase InterVarsity through Urbana, I think is a phenomenal opportunity. The convention center and the way that the seminars can work and be close together with the plenary session, and the way that the exhibit hall and global connections will be right there on hand, I mean, just makes everything so much more convenient. And we believe that in the end it's going to be a much better experience for students, a much more cohesive and better experience for them because of the new location.
Jim, what can we be praying for?
Oh, wow. I'll tell you one that's come on, and that is Ajit Fernando just wrote to us today, and his wife has this virulent flu virus. His wife's brother just died from it, and his wife's mother has it, and he has written asking for prayer on that. That just came today,
just a little bit ago.
So Ajit Fernando is the one who's doing our Bible exposition, so we really should be praying for him. This has enormous enormous implications for us, so we would appreciate your prayers for that. Pray for the Urbana operations team and all of the different things that they have to think of as they're coming up to this Urbana. Setting up of the stage and the work that Scott Wilson is doing and the others that are doing out of 2100 and communications department is enormous. The changes are enormous. It has great potential, but it's huge, and the changes are big, and pray about that. And one of the things that we're all nervous about relates to labor charges and costs that will be wise in our management of those and the first time that we go through, so that we don't have any more wastage than we absolutely need to. Once you go through it, I think you can be a little wise the second time, but the first time, I think that's hard. And then pray for, I have sleep issues from time to time. It hasn't been as bad this time as it was actually at the last Urbana. But this morning was a 2 a.m. morning. Yesterday I slept really, really
Jim,
well.
You're supposed to cast your anxieties on the Lord.
I know. But, you know, the mind keeps going, and as much as you try, you can't.
Lord, have mercy on me.
Yeah,
I won't talk about my anxieties.
Yeah.
Speaking of you personally, how are you doing? I mean, you mentioned some loss of sleep here. I know you've had a back issue. Talk a little how you're doing.
Yeah, doing well. My back is much better, and I appreciate people's prayer and concern about that. I have had back issues on and off. I think only one time in my life have I missed a day of work related to back, and this time I was out flat on my back for 4 days. I could not manage, and even then when I got going again, it was slow and tedious, but it's much better now, so appreciate prayers for that, and that has been better. Found good treatment for that, so I've appreciated that. And sleep has been reasonably good. It hasn't been as tiring as it was last time. One of the big things that would be for personal prayer would be that our whole family is going to be together at home here in Madison from the 15th through the 20th. And we love having our family, but that's 10 people in our house with our two grandchildren.
So then from the 20th when they leave to the 25th, when do you go down to Urbana?
We'll go down on the 24th and drive down, which is a Sunday. We'll go to church in the morning, I think, and then drive down that afternoon. And Andrew and Esther will be with us then, our two younger children who are both in college and who will be delegates actually at the conference. They won't be working at the conference. They'll be delegates. And then we'll be there at the conference from the 24th and 25th. And then our son Daniel and his wife, and actually his mother-in-law, because her husband was killed in an automobile accident last Christmas, will be joining us at Urbana, and he will be my aide along with Erica, my administrative assistant. So he'll be following me around at Urbana. And they were really looking forward. They really wanted to come. His wife had not seen Urbana and was very keen to do it. So they'll be there, but our other son won't be able to be there this time. They're with other family.
Jim, in wrapping this up, one final question. Anything else you want to say to your vast listening audience?
Vast listening audience, the people who click on the icon on the web. Well, thank you for clicking on the icon and for hearing this. I would encourage you, as you're thinking and praying towards Urbana, and anyone who's looking at this would be thinking about that, I imagine, to pray for the event and pray for the people that are there if you're not able to go. And as you go, come with a sense of expectation about what God is going to do, not just for the students and the delegates that are there, but for you as well. I don't believe there's anyone who can go to Urbana and not be touched by it if they are open for what the Lord might have for them during that time. Thanks.
Jim, let me pray for you, and those who are listening to this would also join in this prayer. Lord, we thank you for Urbana, for its rich history, for the countless people that have been sent and the countless people who have been reached as a result of your Holy Spirit moving. I like the analogy of the dry wood, Lord. We pray that we would not stand in your way and that you would come. I pray for Jim, protection for him, for his team, for our brother in Sri Lanka and his family. We pray for his safety and for his wife's health and just all the other speakers and seminar leaders and transportation and weather and logistics and hotels, Lord. You are the sovereign God. So we thank you for that, and we give this convention to you, to your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you.